Well, good morning.
早上好。
It's very good to see y'all. It's very good to be here.
很高兴能够跟大家在一起，能跟大家见面。
Many of you know us for many years.
很多人可能认识我们有很久了。
And it just warms our heart when we can come back and be reminded that we have family back in America too.
我们感到很温暖，能够回到这个大家庭来。
You know, as I was praying what the Lord wanted me to share, He put this upon my heart.
当我在祷告，我应该分享什么样的信息的时候，神把这样的一个信息放在我的心里面。
I could talk about mission work, and maybe you'd be interested in it.
那或许我可以讲一些在宣教方面的信息，你们可能会比较感兴趣。
But I really felt like what the Lord wanted me to talk about today was control.
但是我更强烈的是感到神要我分享今天这样的一个信息。
We live in a world that's crazy. I mean, it seems to be going out of control.
我们现在生活在一个没有办法控制的一个社会里面。
And so before I talk about this message, let us pray first. Okay, ask the Lord to help me out and help Sarah out. Okay.
在我分享之前，我想我们一起低头祷告，求神帮助我把信息讲出来。
Lord Father, we just come before you this morning.
神我们来到你的面前。
We see our world, our country, it's really crazy, Lord.
我们看到我们这个世界和我们的国家很乱。
Terrorism is happening everywhere.
恐怖袭击，很多事情发生。
In our country, the courts are making crazy decisions.
我们国家的法庭做一些很不可思议的决定。
They just seem like they don't have any morals anymore, Lord.
这些决定好像我们失去了道德。
And we want so much for this world to be in better control.
我们希望这个世界能够更好的掌控。
And so our hearts, Lord, are anxious.
所以我们的心是很期待的。
Teach us this morning how we can give that anxious feeling to you and remember you're in control.
我们这样的心态，希望神能够帮助我们。
It's in Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Did you know that there are many reasons why people won't go to the mission field, to the foreign mission field?
你们有没有知道，很多人不愿意去到那个宣教场工厂？
But one of the main reasons why people don't go to the foreign mission field is because they fear losing control.
那其中的一个原因就是因为他们担心他们会失去控制。
For example, they don't want to lose their job.
打个比方，他们不愿意失去他们的工作。
My father told me before I went overseas, he said, "Son, you have a good government job."
我的父亲在我去宣教工厂的时候，他曾经说，哦，儿子，你有一份很好的政府工作。
After all, what will your job be overseas?
他说，那你到了宣教工厂的话，那你的工作是什么呢？
That means you'll lose your insurance, your health insurance.
那也就意味着你会失去你的保险，还有 what else?
Well, insurance is
okay, 你会失去你的保险。
And...We all like our insurance in America, right? Isn't that something we really value?
那在美国来说，我们对看保险是看得很重的。
And we don't have health insurance.
我们自己没有保险，没有这个 health 这个医疗保险。
But guess what?
那你们猜猜会怎么样？
We're healthy.
我们很健康。
God's taking care of us.
神在看顾我们。
And whenever we needed any help, like doctor's help, we could go to a hospital and they took care of it.
当我们需要帮助的时候，神会提供医生给我们帮助。
People also fear losing their family and their friends.
可能人们也会担心他们会失去他们的家人或者是朋友。
Our friends and family are a great support to us, and so we don't want to lose that. We're afraid, are we going to make friends? I mean, no family will help us.
那我们从家庭、从朋友里面得到很多的支持，所以我们很担心会失去这样的支持。
We're also afraid of losing control of the day.
那我们也会担心我们每一天的生活的规律会被打乱。
I mean, let's face it, in America, when you have your job here, you pretty much can tell me what the day's going to be like from start to finish.
那若是你拥有一份在美国的工作，你基本上可以告诉人们你每天日常的规律是什么样。
Well, today we're going to listen and read in the scriptures where the disciples of Jesus lost control.
那我们今天我们可以看一些经节来看看，那个信徒们他们失去了控制。
Would you please open your Bibles to Mark chapter 4, verse 35?
请大家翻开圣经，马可福音4章35节到41节。
It's not very long, so I'll read in English first, and then Sarah can read it in Chinese.
好，我们先读英文，再读中文。
That day, when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along, just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat, so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified. And they asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him."
马可福音4章35到41节。当天晚上，耶稣对门徒说：“我们渡到那边去吧。”门徒离开众人，耶稣仍在船上，他们就把他一同带去，也有别的船和他同行。忽然起了暴风，波浪打入船内，甚至要 甚至船要满了水，耶稣在船尾上枕着枕头睡觉。门徒叫醒了他，说：“夫子，我们丧命，你不顾吗？”耶稣醒了，斥责风向海说：“住了吧，静了吧。”风就止住，大大的平静了。耶稣对他们说：“为什么胆怯？你们还没有信心吗？”他们就大大的惧怕，彼此说：“这到底是谁？连风和海也听从他了。”
I have some surprising news for you this morning.
今天我有一个惊喜的，不是惊喜，是一个 surprise， 是一个惊人的信息告诉大家。You
are not in control.
你没有能力控制。You
know, Americans, I think, are one of the people in the world that have more control over their life than most people in other countries.
可能在世界上，可能美国人相对来说比较有一些控制能力，对他们的生活有控制能力。After
all, that's why we like health insurance, retirement plans, you name it. We like to have all the protections we can.
我们希望拥有医疗保险、有退休金这些来保障我们的需要。We
desire to be in control. Everybody in the world desires to be in control.
每一个人都盼望，都希望能够掌控这一切。Now
you may not be a control freak, but you still have a great need to be in control.
你可能不是控制狂，但是呢，你有很大的程度希望能够控制。Have
you ever thought about why do we need to be in control?
有没有想过为什么我们想要控制呢？
Maybe one reason is because we fear being vulnerable.
那或许是我们不愿意，其中的一个担心，可能就是我们不愿意把所有的一切都交出去。We're
afraid to lay it all out there.
我们担心把这些交出去就没有控制了。Maybe
we've been hurt before many times, and so we've learned to not trust.
或许是我们多次曾多次的受伤害，所以我们慢慢的学着不去信靠了。But
really, at the very core of it, it's something even more than not wanting to be vulnerable.
那可能最核心的，甚至超过这个的，不是我们害怕弱势。The
heart of the problem is our sin.
最主要的问题是罪。Our
sinful nature wants to be in control.
我们人性的罪是希望能够掌控。Did
you know there's places in society that reminds us that we're not in control?
那你知道吗？在我们的这个社会里面，有很多的东西提醒我们，我们是无法控制的。For
example, hospitals.
那打个比方，就像医院。You
never know what the doctor's going to say.
我们不知道医生会说什么。
We take tests here recently since we've been back to America, and you just kind of wonder, well, oh, are we going to get that report?
Yeah, 我们最近也做了一些身体检查，我们也不知道医生或检查结果会是怎么样的。
How about the boss's office?
那或者是在老板的办公室。
What's he calling me in the office for? What is he going to say?
那他叫我到办公室做什么？他要跟我说什么呢？
Another place would be, well, I lost my spot here. Excuse me. Where is my spot? Excuse me. My screen went black. Okay. Another place would be the motor vehicle department.
那还有一个就是, 车辆管理所。
I mean, you never feel in control when you go down there, do you?
去到那里, 你没有办法去左右他们的决定。
If you're a teenager, it's when your parents give you the talk.
那或者是你是青少年，你父亲父母找你谈话。
You feel like you're out of control.
你知道你不知道父母会跟你说什么。But
you know the place most of all that you feel out of control, and I learned this time back.
还有一个就是我学到了一个功课，就是这一次回来学到的。
That's because my father died in April.
那就是我父亲在四月份时候去世了。
And that place is the cemetery.
那那个地方就是墓地。
Did you know Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 2? Do you know what it says?
你知道在传道书7章2节是怎么说的吗?
You should write this down.
可能要把它画下来。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 2 says, better to spend your time at funerals than at parties. After all, everyone dies, so the living should take this to heart.
传道书7章2节说到, 往遭上的家去，强如往宴乐的家去，因为死是众人的结局，活人也必将这事放在心上。You
know, I understand some people struggle with this more than others, but we all struggle with it.
那我知道可能有一些人他的挣扎会比别人多一些，但是我们每一个人都有同样的挣扎。Men,
women, we all struggle with it.
那不管是男的、女的。
Maybe you think your husband or your wife struggles with it more than you do.
或许你会认为你的, 配偶, 你的, 丈夫或者妻子比你更多的挣扎。
But all different ages struggle with wanting to be in control, from children to the elderly.
那不管年龄大小, 老少, 我们都有这样的经历。
So what do we do about it? I mean, we all have this problem.
那我们该怎么办呢? 我们都有这样的问题。
Well, the first thing you have to do is recognize it.
那首先我们必须要意识到我们有这样的问题。
You have to see that the problem's there.
那我们必须要看到问题的存在。And
the second thing we have to do is we have to admit or confess it.
那第二个我们必须要承认,完以后为之忏悔。
If you never admit or confess that you have a control problem, how can you ever fix it?
那若是你不承认,你不忏悔,你有这样的一个掌控的一种问题,你怎么样去解决问题呢?
And the third thing we need to do is refocus on God.
那第三个就是我们重新的回到上帝的面前。It's
amazing if we have the right focus, how healthy we can be.
那我们可以 say it again.
It's amazing if we have the right focus, how healthy we can be.
那很奇妙的是,若是我们知道我们的
专心的仰望在一个方面的话，他的称号，我们知道我们的焦点在哪里，我们就知道我们可以做到多好。 The story we're reading today, the disciples didn't have the right focus. They were losing control and they didn't have the right focus.
那今天我们读到的这个章节，可以看到这个使徒们，他们失去了他们的。
And I've asked myself, why did they fear, okay? Why?
我再问问我自己,他们为什么会担心?
I mean, they shouldn't have feared.
他们不应该有担心的。
I came up with three reasons, you might come up with more.
那我想到了三个原因,可能你会想到更多的。
Well, the first reason's in verse 35.
那我们可以看到,第一个原因是在马可福音4章35节。
Jesus said, let us go to the other side.
耶稣说,让我们渡到那边去。You
know, Jesus, you know, he has said things to us today. You know, he told them, let's go to the other side. And Jesus has also said things to you and I today.
耶稣跟他们说，让我们渡到那边去。今天耶稣也同样跟我们说话。
Do you know what he said to you today?
你知道他今天跟你说什么了吗？
Matthew chapter 28 verse 20, Jesus told us, he said, I am with you always to the very end of the age.
在马太福音28章20节说到，我常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Matthew 11, 28, Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
那马太福音11章28节说到，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安慰。
John 10, 28, Jesus said, I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand.
那约翰福音十章二十八节说到，我又赐给你们永生，你们永不灭亡，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。
Acts 1:8, Jesus said, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
使徒行传一章八节说到，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得的能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
John 14, 27, Jesus said, Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you.
约翰福音十四章二十七节说到，我留下我的平安，我将我的平安赐给你们。
And Jesus said in John 10, 27,He said, My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me.
约翰福音十章二十七节说到，我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我。
Jesus told them, we're going to go to the other side.
耶稣告诉他们，我们到另一边去，到那边去。
And if he said we're going to go there, then they should have remembered we're going to go there.
那信徒们应该记得耶稣所说的，我们要到那边去。
The second reason is Jesus wasn't worried; he was asleep.
第二个理由就是原因就是耶稣并不担心，他在睡觉。
Now don't misunderstand what Jesus was doing. I mean, he knew what was going on.
不要误解了耶稣所做的，他知道他在做什么。
Psalm 121 verse 3 and 4 says, He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep.
诗篇121章3到4节说到，他必不叫你的脚摇动，保护你的必不打盹，保护以色列的也不打盹，也不睡觉。
I remember when our daughter Joy was real small, like a toddler.
我记得我喜乐小的时候，很小的时候，两三岁的时候。
And sometimes she'd fall down and hit the ground real hard, and then she would cry out right away.
有时候她摔得很重的时候，她就会大哭。
But if she didn't fall down too hard, she would then look up at my face or mom's face.
若是他摔得很轻的话，他会看看我的表情或者他妈妈的表情。
She was looking to see if we looked really concerned or worried.
他想看看我们的反应，我们是不是很着急。
And if we did, she would cry.
若是我们表现得很着急的话，他就会哭了。
And if we didn't look real concerned, she wouldn't cry.
那若不是的话，他就不哭。
You see, the disciples should have paid more attention to Jesus' face.
从这里我们也可以看到，这个信徒使徒们应该更多的去关注耶稣的反应。
Rather than look right, look left, we should look up.
就是不要看左右，要往上看。
A third reason why they shouldn't have feared is Jesus can do anything. They already saw his power.
因为耶稣可以做万事，因为他有这样的能力。
In chapter 1, he drove out evil spirits.
在第一章的时候，他赶鬼。
Chapter 1, he healed the sick.
在第一章，他也说到他医治疾病。
In chapter 2, he forgave people of their sins.
那在第二章说到他赦免我们的罪。
They saw examples of Jesus' power, and yet they were still afraid.
他看到耶稣所做的所做的这些事情，但是他们仍然担心。
They forgot that God is the one in control.
他们忘了耶稣是掌管万有的。
Let's look at that control that he has. I want you to turn in your Bible to the first chapter of Mark. Just turn back a few pages to chapter 1, verse 21.
我想请大家看看第一章，我们来看看他 能。
Chapter 1, verse 21 to 27.
Verse 1 to 27.
Mark 1.
Mark 福音第一章二十一到二十七。
They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach. The people were amazed at his teaching, because he taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law. Just then, a man in their synagogue who was possessed by an evil spirit, he cried out, What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. Be quiet, Jesus said sternly. Come out of him. The evil spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek. The people were all so amazed that they asked each other, What is this? A new teaching and with authority. He even gives orders to evil spirits and they obey him. News about him spread quickly over the whole region of Galilee.
马可福音一章二十一节到二十七节，到了加百农，耶稣就在安息日进了会堂教训人。众人很稀奇他的教训，因为他教训他们正像有权柄的人，不像文士。在会堂里有一个人被污鬼附着，他叫喊说：拿撒勒人耶稣，我们与你有什么相干？你来灭我们吗？我知道你是谁，乃是神的圣者。耶稣责备他说：不要作声，从这人身上出来吧。污鬼叫那人抽了一阵风，大声叫喊就出来了。众人都惊讶，以致彼此对问说：这是什么事？是个新道理啊！他用权柄吩咐污鬼，连污鬼也听从了他。
In this story, there's a word I want you to pay attention to.
在这个故事里面，我想有一个词，我希望大家注意到。
And that word is authority.
这是权柄。
Because in the Bible, we frequently hear the word authority about God's authority.
我们在圣经里面多处的提到神的权柄。
So what does authority mean?
那这个权柄是什么意思呢？
Well, it means the power.Or the right to give orders.
那就是他的意思，就是说有能力，有能力，有权力，发号施令。
To control something.
去掌控一些事情。
The power to influence.
的能力去影响。
And I want you to notice, Jesus, he had the power to control the spiritual realm, the evil spirits. He could control them.
那我想大家注意的是上帝耶稣他有能有权柄去掌控在控制这个属灵的世界。
So the first thing you could say that God can control is the spiritual world.
那我们第一个事情我们可以看到是耶稣有权柄控制这个属灵的世界。
And in the next section, verse 29, we see something else God can control.
那我们在另外一节里面我们可以看到神他的权柄在哪里。
Verse 29 to 34, same chapter.
在同一个章节马可福音第一章。
As soon as they left the synagogue, they went with James and John to the home of Simeon and Andrew. Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told Jesus about her. So he went to her, took her hand, and helped her up. The fever left her, and she began to wait on them.That evening after sunset, the people brought to Jesus all the sick and demon-possessed. The whole town gathered at the door, and Jesus healed many who had various diseases. He also drove out many demons, but he would not let the demons speak because they knew who he was.
马可福音一章二十九到三十四节，他们一出会堂就同着雅各、约翰进了西门和安德烈的家。西门的岳母正害热病躺着，就有人告诉耶稣。耶稣近前拉着他的手，扶他起来，热就退了。他就服侍他们。天晚日落的时候，有人带着一切害病的和被鬼附的来到耶稣跟前，合成的人都聚集在门前。耶稣治好了许多害各样病的人，又赶出许多鬼，不许鬼说话，因为鬼认识他。
The first thing we learn that God has control over is the spiritual world. We don't have to fear the demons. I hope you don't go around fearing demons. You don't need to.
那我们第一个事情就是我们知道神掌管这个属灵的世界，所以我希望我们在座的不要去担心这个鬼 right?
Yeah, you can say 鬼
okay.
Demons,
yeah.
Yeah. Yes. We don't need to fear it, and if you're a Christian, you can't be demon possessed.
就是你是基督徒巫鬼不可能附身。
God's not going to share this temple that His Holy Spirit lives in with the devil.
神不会愿意跟巫鬼同享一个位置的。
So God can control spiritual things, but in this passage we learn He can control the physical world too.
那我们知道神掌管属灵的世界，他也掌管我们这个肉身的世界。
And here when I say physical world, I really mean your body, your flesh.
Not talking about flesh.
About your roti, I guess we could say,
yeah,
right?
Okay, good.
Yes. And so, He can control your body. He knows your illnesses. Your problems with your health, He's in control.
神掌管我们的属世的世界，包括我们的身体，他知道我们的疾病。
It may not always go the way you want it to, right? You don't want the flu, right?
可能也不是不一定像我们所盼望的那样，可能我们也不愿意感冒。
And more seriously, some of you may not want the disease that you may be struggling with.
那或者是更糟糕或者更严重的一些疾病。
But He is in control.
但是他在掌管这一切。
Look at chapter 2, verse 1 through 12.
那我们来看第二章一到十二节。
A few days later, when Jesus again entered Capernaum, the people heard that he had come home. So many gathered that there was no room left, not even outside the door. And he preached the word to them. Some men came, bringing to him a paralytic, carried by four of them. Since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus, and after digging through it, lowered the mat the paralyzed man was lying on. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, Son, your sins are forgiven. Now some teachers of the law were sitting there, thinking to themselves, Why does this fellow talk like that? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone? Immediately, Jesus knew in his spirit that this was what they were thinking in their hearts. And he said to them, Why are you thinking these things? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, Your sins are forgiven? Or to say, Get up, take your mat and walk. But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins. He said to the paralytic, I tell you, get up, take your mat and go home. He got up, took his mat, and walked out in full view of them all. This amazed everyone, and they praised God, saying, We have never seen anything like this.
马可福音二章一到十二节，过了些日子，耶稣又进了加百农，人听见他在房里，就有许多人聚集，甚至连门前都没有空地。耶稣就对他们讲，有人带了一个摊子来见耶稣。是用四个人抬来的，因为人多，不得进前，就把耶稣所住的房子拆了房顶，既拆通了，就把摊子连所躺卧的褥子都坠下来。耶稣见他们的信心，就对摊子说：“小子，你的罪赦了。”有几个文士坐在那里，心里议论说：“这个人为什么这样说呢？他说健忘的话了。”除了神以外，谁能赦罪呢？耶稣心中知道他们心里这样议论，就说：“你们心里为什么这样议论呢？”或对摊子说：“你的罪赦了。”或说：“你起来拿你的褥子行走，哪一样容易呢？”但要叫你们知道人子在地上有赦罪的权柄，就对摊子说：“我吩咐你起来拿你的褥子回家去吧。”那人就起来，立刻拿着褥子。当众人面前走出去了，以致众人都惊奇，归荣耀与神说，我们从来没有见过这样的事。
We see in this passage the word authority again.
我们可以看到在这一经节里面我们看到他的权柄。
But what does he have authority over this time?
那在这一里面他的权柄在哪一方面呢？
Sin.
他赦免罪。
Your sin, my sin.
你的罪，我的罪。
It doesn't matter how bad you think your sin has been in the past. He still has authority over your sin.
不管我们的罪孽有多重，过去的罪孽有多重，他都可以赦免。
And even some of those sins that you're struggling with now that just won't go away, He has authority over those sins.
即使我们现在正挣扎的一些罪，他都有能力帮助我们。
The fourth one is our story, Mark chapter 4.
那第四个就是我们的第四章。
And what would you say his authority is on the fourth one?
那第四个你想到他的权柄在哪一方面呢?
We already said he has authority over the spiritual world.
我们已经说到他在属灵方面。
He already has authority over our flesh.
那在我们属世的方面。
Physical world.
身体方面。
He has authority over our sin.
他在我们罪性上。
Well, finally, according to the chapter 4 story, verse 35, he has authority over the natural world around us, the wind and the waves.
那第四章这里讲到,他有权柄胜过这个自然界。
Is there anything else that he doesn't have authority over?
那他还有什么没有能力超越的呢?
Are you getting the picture that I'm trying to help you see? God has authority over everything in your life and my life.
那你有没有看到这样的一个图画，就是说神他可以掌管我们所有的一切。
There's a few other points I want to make to you, and it'd be wise if you wrote them down.
那若是有一些建议，我不知道你们愿不愿意写下来。
The first one is, our ignorance hurts our faith. It hurts our walk.
那我们的无知，我们对神的无知，影响到我们追随上帝。
Did you know people in Europe, they used to fear the tomato. For 200 years, they wouldn't eat the tomato because they thought it was poisonous.
你知道吗,在欧洲的人曾经担心西红柿有毒超过200年之久。
That ignorance for 200 years caused us to not enjoy a wonderful food I like, called a tomato.
那因为这样的无知使得我们没有好好地享受这个西红柿的美味。
You see, the less we know God, the less we focus on Him, the more ignorant we are and the more it hurts us.
那若是我们没有专注仰望神的话，我们对他的认识越来越少。
I also find something else from this story.
那我也发现在这个故事里面我也发现了另一个。
Sometimes God comes in the 11th hour.
那我也意识到有时候神是在最关键最后的时刻才出现。
I'll admit, I hate it.
我承认我不喜欢。
Who likes waiting and waiting and waiting and God waits till the 11th hour to finally do something?
那有谁愿意等待神到最后的时刻才拯救我们，才帮助我们？
It's hard, right?
会很难，对吧？
And we can see in scripture many examples, and I won't talk about them today, where God waited till the 11th hour.
其实在圣经里面，我们多处我们都可以看到神在关键最后的时刻才出现。
And maybe one reason he does that is because he wants to build our faith. He wants us to pray and talk to him more.
或许他是希望建立我们的信心，让我们跟他更亲近。
When life is hard, don't you start praying like Paul the Apostle?
那可能当生活遇到问题困难的时候，我们会不会更像保罗一样的也去寻找神呢？
Another thing that I find from this story is that God still surprises us.
另外一个我就是能感觉到的，就是能够意识到，就是神还在给我们惊喜。
He still does miracles.
他还在做神迹。
And he still does more than we expect.
他仍然做超过我们所期待的。
Mark chapter 10 verse 23 says, For all things are possible with God.
那我们看到马可福音10章27节说，神凡事都能。
Did you know in the early 1800s in America, there was not one foreign missions organization?
你知道吗，在1800年的早期的时候，美国没有一个海外宣教的机构。
But in 1806, a young man by the name of Samuel Mills.
那在1806年的时候，有一个年轻小伙子叫做Samuel Mills.
Samuel
Mills.
Yeah. He prayed with four other young men next to a haystack in Massachusetts.
他和另外四个年轻人在一堆那个干草堆草垛旁边祷告。
And they felt moved to start a foreign missions organization.
他们受圣灵感动要开始一个海外宣教。
So they took their problem to the other believers, their desire.
他把他们的困难和想法告诉了其他的信徒。
And by 1810, the first foreign missions organization started in America.
到了1810年的时候，第一个海外宣教士在美国成立。
And from that humble beginning, the foreign missions force of the United States has grown.
那从那个小小的开始，这个美国的宣教，这个宣教的海外宣教的这个force 能力吧，力量
啊，
就啊，对 ，sorry， 海外宣教的这一股力量就增长了。
In fact, it's grown to over 60,000 missionaries who have been sent to hundreds of mission boards.
那从不同的从成百的这个不同的宣教组织送出了将近超过60万的宣教士到海外。
All because of one man, Samuel Mills.
那都这些都是因为从一个年轻人叫 Samuel 的年轻人开始的。
He knew who his God was.
他知道他的神是谁。
He still believed God does miracles.
他仍然相信神在做神迹。
And he expected God to do something.
他也在期待神做事情。
You know, some of you today are in that same boat that the disciples were in.
那我们在座的可能有一些也在处在和使徒们同一个处境的。
I mean the big waves of this life, they're beating against your boat.
我的意思是说，你所经历的，你的船，或许就是也像他们的当时那个样，受到这个风浪的冲击。
And your boat's getting flooded with water.
那你的船可能也在慢慢的被水淹没。
And you don't know what to do. You're terrified.
你不知道该如何去做，你很惧怕。
Well, let me first say, it's okay to be afraid.
我想说的是，害怕不可怕。
God remembers we're just dust.
Say it again.
God knows we're just dust, 灰尘。
神知道我们只是尘土。
尘土灰尘。
一样。
Okay. I'm learning. He knows that. John chapter 14 verse 27, Jesus said, Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
那约翰福音14章27节说，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
I find it interesting that we will trust God with our salvation, but we don't trust Him with our problems every day.
我觉得很有趣的就是我们把自己的我们的救恩交给神，愿意相信神可以给我们救恩，却不能把我们每天的问题交托给神。
Isn't that interesting? I mean, we believe God can save us, will save us, but yet we don't believe He can handle my medical bill.
那我们肯就是我们愿意相信神可以拯救我们，却不相信神可以帮助我们就是解决我们的 what medical bill。就是医疗费。
医疗费。Okay. You know, one of our greatest problems is that we don't trust God's goodness.
Yeah, 问题是我们不相信神的良善。
We've heard He's good.
我们听说他很好。
We say He's good.
我们也说他好。
But we know bad things happen to good people too.
我们也知道灾难会临到那些好人的身上。
So we doubt His goodness.
所以我们因此来怀疑他的好。
Brothers and sisters, isn't God good to you?
弟兄姊妹神对你好吗？
Can't you count your blessings?
那你能数算你的恩典吗？ 祝福吗？
If he was good to you yesterday, won't he be good to you tomorrow?
那若是昨天他对你好，今天他难道不会对你好吗？
In Matthew chapter 28, this is the last verse I'm going to quote and finish. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18.
Go ahead, read it.
It says, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
马太福音28章18节说到，耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Jesus said all authority has been given to him.
耶稣说所有的权柄都赐给了他。
That means God has authority over your boss.
这意味着神的权柄超过了你的老板。
God has authority over your children.
他的权柄超过了你的儿女。
He has authority over your bills.
他也超过了你所要的账单.
He has authority over your wife and your husband.
那包括你的妻子或者是丈夫.
He has authority over your health.
那是包括你的身体.
Your loneliness.
包括你的身体健康和loneliness 就是孤独.
And he has authority over your life.
他甚至超过你的生命.
Folks, I want to tell you, he still controls the wind and the waves.
所以我想告诉大家, 上帝仍然掌控着风和浪.
I think this morning God wants you to hear, and he wants you to remember, trust his goodness.
就想请大家记住要信靠神的良善.
He knows what he's doing.
他知道他在做什么.
Let's pray.
一起祷告.
Father, please forgive me first of all, because I'm as guilty as anyone else on not trusting your goodness.
主耶稣，求主你首先的来赦免我，我有时候我也没有完全的信靠你。
Please forgive me and my brothers and sisters, Lord, how we don't trust you often.
主耶稣，求你赦免我，赦免我的弟兄姊妹，我们没有完全的信靠你。
We read these stories, Lord, and we know they're true. We believe them.
我们读到这些经节，我们知道它是真实的。
But we just need to know how to make it practical and to see it in our lives every day. Lord, we don't ask that you take the wind and the waves out of our life. We just ask, Lord, remind us, teach us how to look at your face. Lord, we know if we just do that, if we look up rather than look around, we'll be okay.
若是我们仰望你而不是东张西望，我们就会被看顾。
And Lord, if you want us to die in those wind and those waves, then so be it. May you get the glory.
主，若是你让我们在风浪当中死掉，那就归荣耀于你。
But help us to have faith, Lord. Help us to remember your goodness.
求主赐给我们信心。
And I pray, Father, for those of us who are not in the storm today.
主为那些没有风浪的生活平静的弟兄姊妹。
I pray you'd help them to encourage those who are.
也鼓励他们。
Lord, help us to have compassion and patience with those who sometimes we think they should remember how good you are, but they don't.
主让我们有同情心，让我们知道那些遭困难的弟兄姊妹，提醒他们神的好。
I thank you, Lord, so much that you're in control of our lives. You're in control of this church.
主，我们感谢你，你掌管我们的生命，掌管着这个教会。
We cast all of our worries upon you.
我们把我们所有的担忧都交托给主。
It's in Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
I just want to say one last thing. I just want to say thank you so much for praying for us and supporting us. You have no idea how much that means to us. And your prayers just really touch lives where we're working at.
谢谢你们那么长时间为我们一直祷告，我们可以看得出来，我想鼓励你们坚持为我们祷告，真的是。
上帝的祝福，因为你们的借着你们的祷告，使你们的祷告使得我们的事工顺利，可以接触到很多人的生命，可以改变他们的生命。谢谢大家。We'd love to talk with you afterwards if you have a chance.
那我们会散会之后，若是你们有愿意了解的话，我们可以更多的跟你们分享。
God bless you guys.
神祝福。